Well, the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is on an unannounced visit to Afghanistan. He says Washington has no interest in the country other than getting the Taliban to the negotiating table.
I'm confident that the president absolutely does not believe the United States has any interest except to see the Taliban come to the table to make peace, and that we are completely cooperative with the government of Afghanistan with respect to the protection of their interests and their people.
Well, the comment by the senior American diplomat has come days after Afghan officials announced that President Hamid Karzai will soon be heading to Qatar to discuss peace talks with the Taliban. Now, the trip comes after years of stalled discussions between Afghanistan, the United States, Pakistan, and the Taliban. The ruling Taliban in Afghanistan were overthrown by the American-led invasion in 2001. Since then, the group has led an insurgency movement, fighting government forces and U.S.-led foreign troops. Thousands of Afghan civilians have been killed by the Taliban and U.S.-led forces during this time. Tens of thousands of Afghan civilians have also died indirectly as a consequence of the so-called U.S. war on terror. Well, switch over to Washington, joined by Middle East Institute representative, Mr. Marvin Weinbaum. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, what does it mean after more than 11 years of war, now that the United States is deciding to sit down and talk to the Taliban at this point in time?
Well, actually, these negotiations with the Taliban were to have begun 2 years ago. At that point, the United States did change its position and said that it would look for a political solution. And last year, there was an initial meeting, or at least an exchange of ideas, in Qatar with the Taliban. Those negotiations really ended before they began because of one of the major reasons was that the Taliban wanted to talk to the United States, and particularly about the release of prisoners from Guantanamo, but refused to talk to Hamid Karzai. They said that any negotiations would be with the United States and perhaps with other Afghans, but not with the government in Kabul.
Well, what does it exactly mean at this point in time that now that they're negotiating, it seems that it's very, very confusing because the same individuals that they are against in Afghanistan and now they're willing to sit down and talk to are some of the same, part of the same group that they are fighting, that the United States is fighting against, are supporting the fight against in Syria and in Mali. So what exactly is the difference?
Well, I think you have to separate these out. The United States, in this case, is very anxious about what's going to happen when it leaves in 2014. It would love to leave a political settlement. Now, Hamid Karzai is going to go to Qatar, but the trouble is that yesterday the Taliban announced that they were not going to meet with him. So it's really going to be difficult to see that there's really any progress out there. Now, that's very different than Syria, where there are no negotiations now likely to get underway. And, of course, we know in Mali there are none as well. But I think we have to treat each of these countries independently in terms of what the strategy is.
Well, tell me, what does it mean, though, for the people themselves in Afghanistan? It took more than 11 years to reach this point. And as you said, now they're basically not sure exactly what's going to happen after they pull out. Are we going to look at something similar to when the Soviet Union pulled out of Afghanistan? How far has it progressed now in this 11 and a half years?
Well, we don't know. I mean, the big question is whether there's going to be a possibility for a government. It won't be necessarily Karzai's government. He's supposed to step down next year. Whether it can sustain on its own. And that means whether its security forces can stand up against the Taliban. If they fail, and I'm assuming now there's no political settlement. If they fail, then most observers, at least the ones I've spoken to in Afghanistan, expect that there'll be a civil war. Something they dread because they know what happened the last time. They had a civil war among themselves from 1992 to 1996.
Okay, the war that never has ended since then. Thank you so much for being with us out of Washington from Middle East Institute, Mr. Marvin Weinbaum.